John, what's out there new on the horizon that the public, all of us, that we just don't know about technology-wise?
Oh, technology-wise. No, I mean, the world is moving so fast these days. You, as we were closing, mentioned a few things that have certainly come on the horizon that have been in research and development for a number of years, and acoustic weaponry and things like that, that are getting accelerated because of, you know, some real needs. I did see recently there was a system called the ADS, or the Area Denial System, a millimeter wave beam that can reach out for, you know, quite a distance, and it hits the skin, hits the pain receptors, causes a lot of pain, but I see that they've been able to miniaturize it and get a unit. I don't know if it's gone to Iraq yet or if it's about to go, but again, that's something I've been working on for a long time and finally decided that we really need some different kinds of weapons. You know, we got the killing stuff down pretty well. We know how to do that. But it's not terribly useful in the kinds of engagements that we find ourselves now.
Things have changed. I mean, the war technology has changed, and the whole makeup has changed. I mean, you're right. I mean, in the old days, everybody had uniforms. That's not the case anymore.
Well, see, I've argued in Iraq, since that's the most current one, and Afghanistan. I think, you know, I was in Afghanistan for a while, about a year and a half ago. And the problem is that we're fighting one set of wars that's geographically based. And, you know, all the reports come out about the foreign fighters who have, you know, come to join the fight. And in reality, they're fighting a philosophical-based war, as you
right.
mentioned earlier, jihad. And that's just them moving to wherever the fight is. And I think we're kind of hypocritical here because back in, remember, early Afghanistan, the early rounds, when they were fighting the then Soviet Union, we thought jihad was a good thing. You know, bin Laden and company over there out of Pakistan fighting in Afghanistan to get the nasty Soviets out, that was good. Now that they're doing the same thing to us, it's bad.
And they're the same group of people.
Oh, some of them, and when you go into Afghanistan, are literally the same people. I mean,
this is the group called the Mujahideen, right? Basically,
well,
isn't
it's
that
not,
who it used to be?
Mujahideen is a very broad category, but yes,
right.
that's what they are. They categorize themselves as the holy warriors.
I remember an old James Bond movie, and I can't remember if it was Timothy Dalton or Roger Moore who starred in it, but they were in Afghanistan, or they were out there in the Middle East somewhere, and the Mujahideen befriended him. They took care of James Bond, and they helped him get out of the situation he was in.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, John. If you equate that group at that time that we portrayed as heroes, it's Al-Qaeda people.
Yes, the same people.
Yeah. How changed.
Well, what goes around comes around.
Yeah, it's remarkable at how things like that will occur. But the bottom line here, though, is technology must change in order to keep abreast of this situation. You can't just keep fighting, and more of them just keep coming, because these people are prepared to die that way, aren't they?
Oh yes, and that's why we have found the effectiveness of the suicide bomber. You know, the weapon system is cheap. It's a single person who has agreed to do the mission. They get a car. If they want to be really cheap, they can steal a car, pack it full of explosives.
Or wrap it to his backpack.
Yeah. And then just, you know, go to the location. When you talk about precision, you have, in general, the epitome of precision.
It's as precise as a laser-guided missile.
Oh, probably not. And there are areas we can get with laser-guided missiles. You know, you can fly through a window, and you could probably deliver more energy. But again, you know, you're talking hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars a pop. You know, one cruise missile is about $500,000. Versus a system that costs very little, selects its target very precisely, wreaks terror, and has a tremendous psychological effect.
I am honestly, John, quite amazed, thank God. I think we're overdue that we haven't had a problem in this country, really, since 9/11, aren't you?
Well, I think it's when.
Yes.
Not if.
Here's the question, though. Why is it taking so long?
Well, that's an American question. And, you know, our timelines tend to be, you know, we like things that are short and simple.
And immediate.
Yeah. And we think that, you know, if you hit me today, I got to hit you tomorrow and whatnot. Quite frankly, they're on different timelines. If you look at World Trade Center, you know, that was 7 years between strikes. They're willing to take the time. And I think one of our vulnerabilities is exactly what you've mentioned. This, well, it didn't happen. You know, the terrorists didn't strike, so therefore maybe there's no terrorists. No, that just means the terrorists didn't strike yet. And they are prepared to wait, and they are prepared to, wait until they get it right and have the right things in place, and we lower the guard. And their sense of time is just very different from us.
Does that then mean that some people like Paul Williams, who writes that there are nukes in America or will be, that they're accurate? Is this a problem?
It's very hard to say. There's certainly concern about nuclear material that's loose. Having said that, nukes are doing it the hard way. It's very difficult to move. It is easy to detect, as opposed to chemical or biological weapons that are, it's much easier to use and get, you know, the same kinds of results. The whole dirty bomb thing is really way, way overblown in my view, and I know some of the experts in the field, and it's different from what you read. I mean, the acute phrase saying is that a day without radiation is a day without sunshine. And we have literally, you know, got to where we're so afraid of radiation without understanding what that means. So it's not nearly the problem that it might be. And again, easy approach is chemical or biological weapons.